Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. On April 5th, 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about Supreme Master Qinghai's latest book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. On his blog, Gaia, at santmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or Sant Satguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live, all-good news radio stations on the internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net has over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part 3 of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio, which was broadcast on April 26, 2011.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
I'm very concerned these days about the possibility of war between India and Pakistan, and at the moment see this as one of the most troubling developments in recent decades. There are other hot spots in the world, of course, but these two countries are armed with nuclear weapons mounted on hundreds of missiles pointed at each other, on standby alert, ready for launch in minutes. There is the same danger of false alarms, radar errors, or mistakes, as there were between the U.S. and USSR for many decades. You know, a flock of seagulls being misinterpreted on radar as an incoming attack when it's not, and even a small number of cities being attacked would impact the environment around the world. We would all be affected.
Yes.
It would cause a global food shortage, a famine, and be a major setback for the vegan diet in the world. All the smoke in the atmosphere would make global cooling the issue instead of warming. A year without a growing season would mean crops failing, people would be trying to feed themselves any way they could, and nations would no longer wish to export rice or other foods if they could no longer feed their own populations.
Right.
As I see it, the vegan movement and a positive vision for the future of humanity are linked to peace in the world, preventing major wars. We're all going to be affected by any major war like that. What can we do to work for peace in the world?
Yeah, James, I'm asking the same question. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't understand this, because I don't understand war at all. I also don't understand how people can make war with each other. Yes. How can they not stop all this senseless killing? Because the person you kill look exactly like you. Huh? Maybe a little bit different in color of the skin. But he's you. He's human. So how can they not see the light and keep creating darkness? These war makers, yes. There are many causes of wars, but it's I think it all boils down to ignorance, you know, James? You know, people are being given false promise or brainwashing or false interpretation of doctrine. And the blind lead the blind, and both will fall into the pit. The people who make war for any reason are really pitiful people, because they have been misled, I think. I'm sure they have been misled, misinformed, miseducated since they were young already. But despite all that, if everyone or the vast majority now turn at least back to benevolent lifestyle, then war-like atmosphere, war energies will die down, and peace will be emerging like a miracle, because the killing, injuring energy will disperse with time. If we choose to go in the opposite direction, then we will arrive in a different destination, that's for sure. You see, if we want to go south, we have to go south. We cannot keep going north and then expect to to see the southern city. Yes, of course, if we keep going forever, maybe. You see, and all the meditators should intensively meditate for peace and a vegan world. It will help to some degree, more or less, depends on one's level. I myself also right now meditating day and night, trying to inject some more spiritual blood into the deficit energy bank of the world. But I am not always free even to do that all the time. I do as much as I can. I minimize every other activities, you know, until the minimum, so that I can meditate as many hours as I can. I should meditate like at least 13 hours a day. 13. But sometimes I couldn't make it. Maybe 10 hours. Maybe 11. Maybe less. You see, because I'm not always free with all the demands of the world. I can do maybe 60% of the intended retreat every day. And I'm not very pleased with it. I'm worried about the world, to tell you the truth. But everybody who knows meditation should intensify their effort with the goal to create peace on this planet and a vegan diet, a vegan planet. Vegan planet is a peaceful planet. See, one thing leads to another. Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully we will make it. James.
A diet of kindness, and kindness in the world.
Yes, everybody must help.
Well, your book ends on a very positive, hopeful note about the future of humanity entering into a golden age, or what some have called Satyuga, or Eden on Earth, the golden era. Will we see the beginnings of a golden age during our lifetimes? We're all waiting. will we see this happening, or yeah. Clues, or the beginnings?
Yeah, we see some.
The beginnings.
We see some, yes. And we hope to see more, James. I mean, we see some in some corner, yes, but the other corner is still boiling, yes. It's just like a house is burning, and you have been able to douse it out in some corners, yes, and in some other corner is still burning or still smoldering, yes. But we hope to have more, James, if we deserve it. But it all depends also on humanity's direction now and in the future. As more and more people join the vegan trend, the more and more hope we will have, see? As we have discussed before, right now we hope that humans wake up fast, and fast, and realize the house is burning and know that organic vegan is the sure and quickest way to cool down the fire and save the world. If we look into all the religions of the world, all the old prophets, master, they all say to us the same. Like attract like. Yeah? Sow the seed of love and compassion, and then you will have it yourself. So we hope our planet and people will survive, first of all, by turning back into their own compassionate nature. Be vegan. That means love for all beings. Then golden age, not invited, and still come. If we continue with our benevolent, vegan, compassionate lifestyle, even if we don't invite the golden age, it will crawl into our house.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now. So, I hope I have answered your question to your satisfaction, and I hope I be of some help to your listeners. And thank you for all this.
Ah, well, it certainly is my pleasure to be speaking to you today and to be reading your new book, From Crisis to Peace.
And I'm glad you like it.
Spreading the word about this. And yes, we can all step in personally, individually. We can all have our own individual golden age, you know.
That's right.
We don't have to wait for the rest of the world. We can jump in right now.
That's right. That's right. You know, to me, I have my golden age all the time.
Right.
So most of my association members, they also think they are in the golden age because they meditate a lot and they feel calm and peace and whatever they wish come true. So they think they're in control of their life and everything goes well for them and peaceful. Yeah, so we can have our own pocket golden age. That's right, James.
Ah.
Yes. It's a lot of things that we could discuss, but, you know, we all have our other things and time.
Right.
So maybe next time.
Well, it's been great speaking with you today. And it's great having this opportunity.
Great to see you. Great to see you again, James.
Absolutely.
You look younger than last time I saw you.
Oh, well, I hope I'm going in the right direction, yes.
You are, you are. But you're very busy, huh? Very busy, huh?
Oh, yes.
Doing researching and writing for radio and hosting the radio.
Yep, we're trying to keep up with everything. And
you are faring well?
I do believe in what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know.
That's why.
Yes. That's what keeps you going, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to believe in what you do. Otherwise, there's no sense of doing it. Like a job, there's not.
Right. Yes. So I fast or you know, I don't spend much money.
Understand. Just, don't go out, no vacation, nothing.
You know me well.
Yeah, almost like what I'm doing. It's just that I am also a frugal person. Yeah, I only spend what absolutely necessary. Yes, for myself, you know, just one or two meals a day. Simple vegan. It's not much that I spend on myself. Yes, everything is for the world, for others.
I always have felt led to do radio and to read, you know, Kabir. Poetry and all of these beautiful saints of the East.
Yeah. But you must meditate also, hey? Meditate. Yeah, so that you can balance out the karma that you take in while you're doing this. Because you don't do this. Nothing is for free in this world. If you want to do something good for the world, you know, the price we have to pay. You know, spiritually. So do take care that you meditate enough.
Right.
4 hours, if you want to stay above the water.
Ah, good to know.
1 hour on the sound, at least. 3 hours on the light, okay? Or half and half. Mm-hmm. If you can do two and two, it's good. I'm only telling you as a friend, not as a guru. You know all this already, but because you do more for the world, you have to meditate more, James.
Just to keep this magical, you know, keep the divine grace coming.
Yep. Otherwise, you'll be deficit.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. Remember that. Saving others is good, but you have to also be able to swim back. All right. Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah. 4 hours.
Wow.
Meditation. Okay, yeah. Love? Yes. Well, if you don't believe me, you go ask your guru and they tell you the same. Did they tell you? 4 hours?
Well, two, 4 hours is a good goal to have.
You must try.
Yeah,
not
hours.
2.5 hours. 2.5 hours is for ordinary people.
I see what you're saying.
Who is doing nothing for the world, just take care of their own self and families and job. But for the person who wants to do things for the world, at least 4 hours, eh?
That's a good principle to follow. Yes.
Not principle. It's a must. You have to do it because otherwise you'll be depleted.
Yep, I see what you're saying.
Okay, if you want to spread this to the world, that means you will be saving some souls. Mm-hmm. And the bad karma will be more on you than normally. Do you understand?
Yes.
I guess you are not so often in contact with your master, so I'm just trying to remind you.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that's a very good thing to increase the amount of meditation.
Yes. So that you stay well and balanced and healthy and, you know, like even-headed. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because if you keep giving without earning enough, then you'll be in trouble. Just like money, James.
Exactly.
Yeah, if we spend more than we earn, then we'll be in trouble. See what I mean? Yeah?
Right.
Meditate more. Okay.
Right.
Yes. It's not good enough that we do good and then we will be good. No, maybe in heaven later, but in this lifetime, we must balance the spiritual energy and the world energy that surrounds you. Yes.
Mm.
The more you want to help the world, the more you have to meditate. That is a problem. But the more we want to help the world, the more we're busy already. You see what I mean?
That's true.
That's paradoxical, but what to do?
That's true.
Okay, James, your master don't tell you that if you, for example, like his contact person or his representative, they have to meditate more? Or the person who helps the master in the ashram to correspondence and all that, they have to meditate 4 hours at least. Didn't your master remind you?
No, I haven't heard that before. Of course, the teacher that initiated me years ago passed on.
But you have other masters. Yes. Okay, right. Now if your master passed on, then you have to contact with the successor of your master to be more, you know, refreshed, yeah, and reconnected. Okay?
Right.
Your master will take care of you anyway, even if he passed away, that's for sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. But physically, intellectually, we need some time to be refreshed, you know, be in contact, supported spiritually, mentally, yeah, psychologically, yeah, okay?
That's why I'm always very friendly.
Mm. Friendly.
Friendly, sociable.
With whom?
With you.
Oh, with me.
Very friendly.
Your
very
friend. It's good.
Light and sound.
Yeah.
Light and sound teachings.
Yeah, must meditate on it, okay? Because that's our essence. That's our God quality. Mm-hmm. God quality is manifested in this world as the inner light and sound. Yes. The lightless light, the soundless sound. And this will help us to be able to overcome our troubles in this world and to stay balanced and spiritually uplifted. At the same time that we want to help the world, we must also continue to help ourselves. Yes, yes. You can Now you can visit successor of your master or talk to your master, also fine. Meditate more.
Good advice for me. Yeah, 4 hours. Four hours.
Try to make.
I will remember.
Try to make it. Yes, really true. 1 hour on the sound at least. Huh?
Yeah.
And then the other light, you try to make it another 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yes. Otherwise, you don't have to do radio. You don't have to try to help the world, and you don't need to meditate so much. 2.5 hours, as your master say, is enough.
Yes.
Normally, yes.
That's the standard. Yeah.
The standard. Yes.
But yeah, I agree that we do need to build up that spiritual charge and live in that level of grace in order to change the world for the better, help people, help others.
Yes. But you have to be strong, you see? Yes, you have to be strong. That's why the more you give, the more you must strengthen yourself. Yes.
Right. Good advice.
No. It's not an advice. It is a must, James. Yeah. Your master didn't know you're going to do radio and help the world, so he didn't tell you, of course.
Right. That's true.
Yes. But if you ask the successor of your master, he would tell you the same. The same as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need more energy to give. You see what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. That's what it is, James. If you push just a car of 20 kilograms, and you don't have to use so much energy, but if you push like 50 kilograms, then you have to use extra energy, see? Huh? Ah, same. If you want to help the world, you have to stay connected more, strong, taking more from the bank, you see? Because you want to spend more, like money, you want to spend more, then you have to take more from the bank in order to have it, huh?
Have enough spiritual charge, blessings,
right. Yes. Your bank account must be more than abundance in order to give. Otherwise, you might be in trouble. You know, nothing big deal, maybe sick, ill, or in financial difficulty, or cannot talk, or whatever. Okay? Be strong. Right. Thank you for inviting me today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your assistance and for speaking to me today. It's great to share these goals of vegan law and working, working for good.
Yeah, we are friends. We are friends. We're friends. We do the same stuff. That's what friends are, looking in the same direction.
Exactly.
And I wish you all the luck, okay? And I pray for you. Huh?
Very much appreciate this.
Pray your master to bless you more so that you can continue your noble work. I'm sure he's blessing you. But you have to take the blessing. Sit 4 hours so that he can bless you more.
Right.
Understand, love? Yes.
Sit. That's a very good... Very good,
Sit so that you can receive more, and then you can be stronger and healed. Yes? All right.
I believe Gandhi said something like that once, too.
He did?
I have so much to do today that I have to meditate more. Gandhi said something. Yeah, to make meditation with doing things, doing in
yes.
The world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The more we meditate, the more wisdom and strength we have. Then the more efficient we are in whatever job we do, but especially like your job.
Just all divine grace.
Yes. Okay, James.
Live with divine grace.
Yes, you're right. Okay, James. See you then.
Namaste.
Namaste. Be blessed. Be loved. Pray to your master to help you every day. Yeah? Don't forget him.
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your eco-conscious presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.